We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 614, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 110. So, Kabbalah for the Student, page 614, item 110. You can ask questions through Kab.tv. Chosen relevant question to the lesson shall be heard live. Kabbalah for the Student, page 614, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 110. Thus we have explained the Ta'amim and Nekudot that emerged in the two Partsufim, Abba Ve'ima and Yesut, the Nikudim, called Ab Sag. In Abba Ve'ima, four levels emerged, one below the other. The level of Keter is called gazing of the Einaim, the Abba Ve'ima. The level of Chochma is called Guf, the Abba. The level of Bina is called Guf, the Ima. The level of Zeranpin is called Yesodot, the Abba Ve'ima. Four bodies expanded from them: Melech Hadat, Melech HaChesed, Melech HaGvura, the Melech of the upper third of Tiferet through the Chazeh. These four Gufim broke in both Panim and Achoraim. But with respect to the Roshim, that is, the four levels in Abba Ve'ima, all their Kelim, the Panim, remained in the level, in the levels. That is, the Galgalta Einaim, a Nikve Einaim of each level, which were in them since the Katnut, the Nikudim. Only the Kelim, the Achoraim, in each degree, which joined them during the Gadlut, were recancelled by the breaking, fell to the degree below them, and remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut, the Nikudim. So we talked about it many times before. If you have a question, now is the time. There was a zivug in Abba Ve'ima, the Nikudim, over the Gadlut, over Dalet Gimel, 4x3, and that zivug coupling was made in a process called Cholam Shuruk Chirik. Cholam is or light from above that comes to Keter of Nikudim and Abba. And then there was Gadlut in Ima de Nikudim by the illumination of Dalet Gimel 4x3 from Yesod of Ag, and it entered a state of Gadlut and coupled with Abba, and that is called the Nekudat HaShuruk. And after that comes a light from Abba Ve'ima, like from Rosh of Nikudim to their Guf called Zon, and the expansion of the light inside Galgalta and Naim of Zon. That was fine, but when the light came, when it reached the Parsa and started crossing the Parsa, then the vessel started to break, meaning they started receiving the light in order to receive, and that is called the point of Chirik, which is the light which is under the line of the letters. And this is how all the degrees broke in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima over 4, 3, 2, 1 root. When these degrees emerged, Ta'amim and the 3 degrees of Nekudot, and then emerge also Rosh called Yesut over Gimel Bet 3x2, and also the degrees of Ta'amim and 3 Komot degrees of Nekudot emerge all and on 8 levels, 8 degrees in Rosh of Abba Ve'ima and Rosh of Yesut, which is called Shmone 8 Melachim. And they all died, meaning by this the entire Malchut of Nehi of Galgalta broke, which connected with Sag, with Bina. And there's a great benefit from this breakage. that vessels of bestowal, kelim of hashpah, of bina, of sag, and penetrated the vessels of reception, kelim of kabbalah, of malchut. And malchut was incorporated with vessels of bestowal. And then comes the world of correction. And now, after the breakage occurred, there is an opportunity to correct the vessels. Before there wasn't any connection between malchut and bina. And after the breakage, there is a connection, and therefore there is an opportunity to correct Malchut. So what do we see here in the reality of the world? It says, blessed be He created the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning He wants to correct the souls. He turned to everyone and said, perhaps you want the Torah, any of you, but nobody wanted it. Meaning the desires that He created are incapable of being corrected. They don't want to be corrected. That means that He turned to all the nations of the world, but any of them wanted the Torah. Who can? The same desires which belong to Galgalta and Naim and the quality of Bina. These desires are called Israel. Why should we give them the Torah for? There's no point in giving them the Torah. Israel don't belong to this world anyway. This is some kind of representative which is weird in this world. These are people with such preparation in advance for the Torah. Torah is also not of this world. Whether there has to be in this world some kind of group called Israel, which will break and be incorporated with the nations of the world, and be in exile, and not one exile, but four, as we learn here. There are eight melachim, eight kings that died. For the whole body, the whole Yud Kevavke has to be broken and incorporated with the will to receive. Therefore, if you remember how Rabbi Akiva was happy when the temple was destroyed, because if that happened, now there will be an incorporation with all the vessels of reception called all the nations of the world, and everybody will reach the end of correction, and they will all know me from little to grown-ups, and my home will be a praying home for all nations, the third temple, meaning all souls that broke Israel and those who did not break the nations of the world, all of them will be corrected. So this is what we learn here about the breakage of the vessels. And therefore the deed is an act in the direction of correction, undoubtedly. Because if it weren't for that, then the upper light would have always been above, and the kelim, the will to receive created by the Creator, would have remained below, and there would have never been a will to receive that will resemble the Creator and come to the degree of Adam, man. And here we learn how it happened in the world of Nikudim, and why it is a necessary thing for Malchut to be corrected, all of it. Yes, Oren. You've mentioned that Rabbi Akiva was happy when the temple was destroyed, but before he cried, love thy friend as thyself. Don't think that Rabbi Akiva waited for the destruction. First he cried, we mustn't descend from sanctity. There is no commanded to commit a crime. But as much as I've been pushed forward to come to the most corrected state there is along the way, certainly I'm about to go through breakages which will be in my favor. And each and private particular act of man also begins from me revealing the evil, the breakage, that I will be a criminal, and only then there will come the correction and I will be a corrected righteous. It is always the case. Because we come from the shortage from lacking to the whole, to the complete. Also, yesterday you talked about it, how Rabbi Akiva was happy about the destruction, and you described different horror pictures which happened in Jerusalem in those days, and you said when he looks at it as a Kabbalist that he's happy about it. No. Again, it's not that he was happy that people suffered. He wasn't happy about that, that the act itself happened. He was happy because from that action, which already happened and there's nothing that we can do about it, from here onward comes a correction. Until, as long as a person lives, we have to fight for his health. The moment he died, he died. That's it. Now, new life begins. There is no compromise, only according to the purpose. So what about the fact that the more a person rises in spiritual degrees, the more he is included in the suffering, in the pain of the public? All these terms of happiness and pain are a bit blurred in my mind due to your explanation yesterday. He's also incorporated from the sorrow. He's happy if there's a breakage, there will be a correction. Can you put in order things with regard to his attitude towards reality? I don't want to get into it so much. I don't want to steal time from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, which we now learned. But as I have just said, we always have to be drawn in the direction of correction, and of course to take part, to participate in the sorrow, in the pain of the public. But after the deed, the moment it was done, I have to think again. Because I'm drawn to the correction, I have to be happy that the deed has passed by some action. Very well, now let's move forward. Lives, lives, dies, dies. It's ended, and now let's move forward. So the connection with the final goal determines how a person should behave. That's it. That's it. I remember very, very drastic incidents with my life with the Rabash when his wife passed away, for instance. And immediately he started worrying to get to remarry, almost immediately. How can it be? A Kabbalist at the age of 85, almost 86 years old, whose wife just passed away, he lived with her for 65 years from the age of 17 when he got married, at the age of 17 till 86. Do you understand what it means? People don't live that long. And after she passed away, and he really loved her, and he was really connected to her, and she was connected to him, people have been through so much together. And when she passed away, he told me immediately, "You have to find me a wife." And I understand and I know all those things, but I'm looking at him. How can a person cope with such a thing? He has to. He has to be married. She can be in America, it doesn't matter where. I need to be married. I need a ceremony. In such a decisive way, he thinks only about the correction. That's it. It's hard for us to understand, but on the other hand, it is easy for us to see ourselves also in it. You don't have to be too smart here. All you need is to hold on to the goal, and that will determine your reactions and the way you think. Item 111. The emergence of the four levels, one below the other, in Paratzuf Yeshuot was in precisely the same manner. The first level is the level of Chochmah, called gazing of the Enaim, the Yeshuot, at one another. the level of Bina, the level of Zeranpin, the level of Malchut, four Gufim expanded from them, the Melech of the two lower thirds of Tiferet, Melech of the Netzach and Hod, Melech HaYesod and Malchut. Their four Gufim broke in both Panim and Achor, but in the Roshim, that is, in the four levels of Yesut, the Kelim, the Panim in them, remained. And only their Achoraim were cancelled by the breaking and fell to the degree below them. After the cancellation of the two Parzufim, Abba V'Ima and Yesut, the level of Mad and Nikudim emerged, and since all that expanded from her to the Guf were only corrections of Kelim. I will not elaborate here.
Yes. If I understand correctly, there is the shattering. There the Rosh remains okay, but the Guf is broken. How can there be in one Parzuf such a division of this partial breaking? We always talk about 10 Sfirot together. Bina has two parts. She itself needs nothing. She gives up on anything. She is chafetz chesed, second of clothing, lacks nothing no matter what. She's always in bestowal. Bestowal can't live or die or advance anything. It's just a state of wholeness. No changes. Therefore, what the Bina does towards the lower ones, she constructs a new Rosh. The child wants to eat something. I don't want to eat, the mother, that is. The child wants. So I do for him whatever he needs. So it's a different Rosh, head, different actions, not for myself, but for him. So the entire Parzuf that we now learn, the Parzuf of Gadlut, of greatness in the world of Nekudim, is a Parzuf that exists in the Zon for the Banim, for the children, in order to fulfill them. The moment Zon Shara, that is, can't receive the light anymore, then in the Keter of Abba and Ima, return to Katnut, to smallness. They are not in greatness anymore, but why will they themselves break? They themselves are Chafetz Chesed. So it's not possible that they can die in Chafetz Chesed, because they never lived in such a way that they received for themselves. In a state of Chafetz Chesed, you can't harm anything. To that same Ima that did the actions of greatness, she can be harmed. She can have great sorrow, the nullification, but not in smallness. The smallness is Bina itself, not Ima. Gadlut is Ima. Greatness, that is. Item 112. The world of Tikkun and the new Ma that emerged from the Metzach Da'ak. From the beginning of the preface to this point, we have thoroughly explained the first four Partzufim Ak. The first Partzuf of Ak is called Partzuf Galgalta, whose Zivug Dehaka'a is performed on Pchinat Daled, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Keter. The second Parzuf of Ak is called Ab De'ak. The Zivug De'aka'a in it is made on Oviut, on the coarseness of Prina Gimel, on the third phase, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Chochmah. It clothes from Peh de Parzuf Galgalta downwards. The third Parzuf of Ak is called Sag De'ak. The Zivug De'aka'a, the coupling in striking, in it occurs on Oviut, on the coarseness of Prina Bet, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Bina. It clothes Partuf Abdeak from the Peh down. The fourth Partuf Deak is called Madeak, the Zivug Deak Ha'in, that occurs on Oviyut of Prina Aleph, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Zera Anpin. This Partuf clothes Sag Deak from the Tabur down, and is divided into internality and externality. The internality is called Ma and Bon Deak, and the externality is called the world of Nikudim. This is where the association of Malchut in Bina, called Tzimtzum Bet, takes place, as well as the Katnut, Gadlut, the raising of man, and the Da'at, which determines and mates the Chochma Bina face to face, and the issue of the breaking of the vessels. This is so because all these were initiated in the fourth Partsuf of Ak, called Ma, or the world of Nikudim. So go ahead, please ask. He's just revising in short what we've learned. What's unclear from what we learned? The first Partsuf of Ak, Galgalta, everyone's smart, everyone knows. That's the easiest. The second Partsuf of Ak, that's also clear. The third Partsuf, Sag, that's also somewhat clear. But Partsuf Dare, the fourth Partsuf, that's already a problem. It goes below the points of Sag, it becomes confused, it connects there something with the Nehi of Galgalta. And then comes the Katnut in the world of Nikudim, Gadlut of world of Nikudim, the shattering, the second restriction, the raising of the additional Rashimot, many actions. What's not clear about them? Maybe I have one small confusion. Only one, okay. Never mind. So sit down. One small confusion. Yes. Sometimes he writes seven kings, sometimes eight. And one studying.
One didn't die.
One didn't die. According to the calculation, there's eight. 8 times 4 is 32. So it's based on 8. But he says 7 kings is 8 times 4. I don't understand. That's how it is in spirituality. It's true that there were 8 kings, that they all shattered, they all broke and died. And now, when we talk about 7, we're talking about the Sefirot of Zera Anpin, not about the discernment of the two Partsufim in the world of Nikudim. And then we start talking about the 8th king, which is Atzilut. That's something else. It's as if it's different signs, symbols. Because Chesed Gvorah Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut, those 7 kings, they shattered. There's no more the 7th Sefirot of Zera Anpin. And the 8th king, that is, there is the new Malchut, that because of her, these 7 kings, they exist. That's correct. The numbering is different. That's where we count the 4 kings that we have in Tanta. In Abba and Ima de Nikudim and Yesud de Nikudim. That's why 8 kings emerged. And towards the Atzilut, we talk about how Zon shattered, Zon of Nikudim, because it seemingly is that same Zon of Atzilut that needs to be corrected, because the world of Atzilut is that very same world of Nikudim. But we only need to correct it, we need to reconstruct it from the shattering. And therefore, we talk about the world of Nikudim, which is broken, as if as it has the same structure as the world of Atzilut. Therefore, we say that the seven kings there died, and not eight kings. Because we want to put these two worlds, the world of Nikudim and the world of Atzilut, one facing the other, in order to be able to compare between them. Because the world of Nikudim, after the shattering, it turns into the Nukva, which is corrupted, towards the world of Atzilut, which is as the Zachar, the male. That's why it's called the new Ma. And the world of Atzilut, he always takes part from the broken world of Nikudim. He joins them to himself and then corrects. Therefore, the world of Nikudim, it has a state, a special state in the shattering that it broke, that it shattered with the eight kings. But towards the world of Atzilut, if we talk how we take part from it, we arrange it, we see it as the structure of the world of Atzilut, that there it is seven. Yes. If we're talking about comparison, then in the world of Atzilut it says that 32 is 22 letters plus 10 sefirot. That also comes from the comparison of the shattered vessels and their correction. Yes, but we'll reach that still. Yes, Danny.
No.
Well, in this part, in this summary that he spoke about the raising of man, is that the same man that comes later? Because it seems like it's different. The raising of man is always the deficiency from Malchut to Bina. Bring me corrections, bring me fulfillments. The Malchut that asks, that requests from Bina, I can request from Bina everything that stems from the four phases of direct light. That Bina gave birth to Malchut. You gave birth to me, now you owe me. We can see in our life, the child has no problem. He demands from his mother no limitations, with no gratefulness. You have to do it. Why? Because you gave birth to me. Therefore, man is always the demand of Malchut towards Bina. But in spirituality, it's not just a demand. It's a demand to be corrected, to do actions of bestowal. Yes, Amikam. Rav, in letter 105, it's good you didn't ask about a different book. Yeah, it took some time. Why don't you say, it says in the Yerushalmi, page 21, if you remember this and that. Okay, so he writes here that all the vessels of the Melech of Da shattered in the posterior and anterior. And then later on, say in item 108, he says, this is where all the complete of Acharayim of Abba and Ima, which are the Arachav. This is so because with the breaking of the Melech Hadat, only the Arachav that belong to the level of Keter, and so on. What's the question? The question is, why was the King of Dat had to break in its posterior and anterior, and then later on, only the Achapim shattered? No, that's incorrect. Abba and Ima have Achap. Achap of Abba and Ima is that same place where Abba and Ima receive the light of Chokhmah from above and influence Zon. These Achapim don't shatter, they're cancelled. The Zon of the Panim and Achor, that is what shattered. And we'll continue to the third part. Before we do so, we'll sing together a song.
Oh, Yerushalayim.